Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio. Today is Friday, October the 30th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's topic is reflecting on the 2009 Children and Adults with ADD Conference. We have a guest today, special guest Jody Sleeper Triplett, which we will get to in a second when we kind of get into some things. A few announcements. Next Friday, we'll have Susan Geedy on the show. We're going to pay attention to what goes into a good joke. We'll actually be paying attention to attention in that show. It'll be a good time. Colin will be telling a bunch of jokes, having some laughs. Susan actually is a friend of mine who switched careers a little later in life and actually became a comic, so that should be a great show. A week after that, it's going to be kind of fun. I'm actually going to have my mother on the show, who is a retired second grade school teacher, and we're going to pay attention to what second graders pay attention to. And it'll be a real fun show for all you entrepreneurs out there. While she'll be talking about second graders, I think if you listen in, you'll actually get some insight on customers, because if you think about it, customers are kind of like children. They need a schedule and they need consistency. So those are two real fun shows that are coming up. One other thing to announce, got a brand new Attention Talk Radio logo that's out on the website, and we'll be kind of pushed through. We're kind of excited about that, no longer just my picture sitting up there, so we are moving along and progressing. But let's get to the topic today, because we got a lot to cover. Today, again, is a coach's reflection on the 2009 CHAD Conference, and with us today is Jody Sleeper Triplett. She's a Master Certified Coach and a Senior Certified ADD Coach. She spent the last 12 years providing premier coach training and coaching services focused on youth with ADHD. She's also offers the first coach training program that focuses on the intricacies of coaching teens and college students. But particular interest today, she's the co-chair of the coaching track at the annual CHAD conference. So, Jody, I'd like to welcome to our show today.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you.
Real excited about today's show, and I guess I'd kind of like to begin. Can you tell us about your role as the co-chair of the coaching track? Tell us, give us some insight on what you do, what it's about, and maybe some thoughts on how you guys were preparing for this year's conference.
Sure. Nancy Rady and I have worked together for a few years on getting the attention of CHAD and the CHAD conference committee on the importance of having coaching as a track. And it's really exciting because over the years we've worked together. Sandy Maynard has helped us sometimes. And what we do is talk to coaches, find out what they're interested in, and find ways to get them to turn in proposals. Sometimes it's just a question of whatever hits. They send proposals into CHAD each year, and that's all posted on the CHAD website. And then what we get to do is review those proposals each winter and take a look at what might be best for the audience, not only coaches, but for other professionals and attendees of the conference.
I'm just curious, how many proposals did you guys get in this year?
Well, this year we must have had about 15 or 20 proposals. It was a great year, and I'm looking forward to that for next year for Atlanta. As well. There's so many coaches now who have great ideas that they want to share, and so I would just encourage people to keep sending them in.
You're asking for a problem there. You get more and more good. It's going to be harder and harder to weed out the good from the bad and actually narrow down to the best of the best.
Well, that's true. I just figured that, you know, that way we'll just have Chad give us a double track and keep working it until we really meet the needs. But, you know, the other side of that is the more we provide, the more the coaches show up, and that's what that's what happened in Cleveland.
Absolutely, absolutely. This year, the theme of the conference was Get Connected. Did this play any role in some of the presentations that you guys were looking at and approved?
Not specifically. What they look for at CHAD is something that is definitely going to have learning objectives and, if possible, something that's research-based. And as you know, in coaching, there's not a lot of research out there, and we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But what we're looking for are areas where there can be learning really going on for coaches and for other people, those who want to know about coaching, different skills, different types of coaching within the ADHD coaching niche. And so we're looking for a variety, you know, the organizational skills, assessments, tools, the research studies, different ages, kids all the way up to adults. So it really is that broad range. And the get connected part for us is a chance for coaches to get together.
There was a couple little breakout sessions at the end. I know I participated, and it was great to actually kind of come together. I think one of them we just sat in a round circle and just kind of introduced ourselves and kind of talked around kind of what we were doing just to kind of get to know each other a little bit more so we could kind of help talk about, learn, and promulgate best practices. So that's awesome. For some coaches who might be kind of calling in, one thing that you just said that was a particular issue is you were talking about areas of learning, not necessarily research-based. It's kind of exciting for me to hear you say that. Can you describe that a little bit more, areas of learning and the research side, and what you do look for?
Certainly. One of the things with the areas of learning is we want to be sure that what's coming up in a proposal and also in a presentation is, first of all, going to be interesting. We certainly know so many of our colleagues have ADHD themselves, and we want to be sure that we're catching the interest of the audience. So we're looking for people who have something new to share. You know, what is it that you have been doing in your coaching? Are you working with a new type of client? Maybe no one knows what it's like to coach entrepreneurs with ADHD, so we want to learn about that. At this conference, we had people talking about how to use assessments and giving practical tips on how to use assessments on strengths for clients. That used to be something you only did in executive coaching. Now here it is in ADHD coaching. That's really fun. And motivational interviewing, ways to look at skills for working with children and teenagers that are different from the skill set that we have for working with adults. So a lot of it just depends on what's coming up in the proposals, to go back to your question on that, but also looking at, in the conference itself, how do we make a track or help create a track that's diverse within itself? So you've got a coaching track, and coaches know they want to go to all the different sessions under coaching, but we don't want it to be repetitive from session to session. So that's what makes it fun for me.
You know, it's interesting. As you started talking about that, I was just thinking, you know, you probably get a lot of submissions on organization and those types of things. Are there some areas where there's some gaps where you guys would like to see some proposals or some type of learning in some area? In other words, is it top-heavy? People tend to want to talk about a certain area, and is there other areas that you'd like to see people maybe submit proposals in?
Well, it's interesting. This past year, there was a lot on coaching college students. Which happens to be one of my areas of specialty, but we were able to, they were all different, so we were able to spread it out. We get some on organization. Things that I haven't seen a lot of are on really how to motivate clients, how to work with them when they're stuck, getting our clients unstuck. The newest thing now is really looking at what research has been done. And so that's the other piece of there's more coming out with the EDGE Foundation. And that's something that we can chat about for a minute, if you'd like, just in terms of what we're looking for. One of the big issues in at CHAD, as well as with other large organizations, medical and mental health professionals as well, is the question of how do we know coaching works? So what we want to do at CHAD is to bring together all the coaches and the information that we have that goes beyond the anecdotal. We know this works because our clients say so. So the EDGE Foundation is a great example, and that's edgefoundation.org for anyone who's interested. And we're currently in the third phase of the research, which is a full-fledged research study being conducted in about 11 or 12 universities around the country. And we've matched coaches and clients together, and they'll be doing a research project on the effectiveness of coaching in all life areas between now and next spring. So that information will be ready for next year's CHAD conference.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and they presented the research on their pilot, which had, we had about a dozen students for the pilot in the winter, and that was the discussion and really started everyone talking about, wow, we can't wait until we hear what's going to happen next year.
Hmm. You got me real curious in this area. In terms of what their research and what they're trying to measure, any insight on, I mean, obviously they want to know the effectiveness of it, but is there anything mm-hmm. there, specifically any metrics they're kind of looking at, or are you aware of any?
Well, they do, and I'm aware of it. Just to clarify, I'm the training director for the EDGE Foundation, so every
mm-hmm.
coach that works for EDGE, that gets clients through EDGE, has been trained in my program.
Okay.
So that's where the specifics of coaching teens and college students with ADHD comes into play. So what we're doing is working on the specific goals that are set up by the client. These aren't goals that are set by the foundation or anyone else. It's what do you want to work on in different life areas. So they may be looking at GPA for your basic academic piece, looking
okay.
at well-being, health and well-being. How are you doing? You know, how's
mm-hmm.
your stress level? Are you eating? Are you sleeping? What's going on socially? Do
mm-hmm.
you feel more connected or disconnected through having a coach? How is your coach helping you in different life areas and in assimilating and transitioning into college, especially for college freshmen?
Mm.
And what the researchers do is work directly with the students to get their feedback. There's some self-reporting from the students, and then the coaches basically are just letting them know. I've coached my client once a week. We check in by email or phone or text. This is the process that we're going through that we were taught in our training,
mm-hmm.
and then it's up to the clients to report and to take some assessments that are given to them by the researchers from Wayne State. Sharon Field and her team are the ones that are compiling all the data. So it's really fascinating because we're focused not just on how do kids do well in school,
Mm-hmm.
It's how are you doing as a person?
That's exciting. In my practice, I talk a lot about insight and, you know, paying attention to things differently. And, you know, sometimes when you're stuck because you're paying attention to the same thing if you make the adjustment. And sometimes it's like, what's an insight worth in terms of value? And it's not always just worth the job, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's you know, what's happiness worth? What's a fulfilling life worth type of thing? So it's that's interesting, exciting stuff.
It is. It really is.
I'd like to ask you, what stood out to you individually at this year's conference?
Okay, well, one thing specifically that just comes to mind, partly because of the great video that was a part of it, is Teresa Maitland from University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who's been using coactive coaching, the CTI
mm-hmm.
model, for many years,
mm-hmm.
Was one of the first out there bringing it to campuses, and she does coactive coaching with students with LD and ADHD at UNC.
Mm-hmm.
And what she was able to do is talk to us about the benefit of using specific life coaching skills with our clients and also giving us a sample through this video that she had of specifically coaching a student around moving forward on a specific project.
Mm.
And it was nice because so many coaches and actually non-coaches, I should say, who were in the room were getting a lot of aha moments of, oh, so that's what you do. You didn't actually tell her what to do. You asked her what she wanted to do. I mean, that's coaching.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah, it was. It was a great session.
I missed that one. I'm as a CTI grad myself, and I believe you completed their program.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed I missed that one because that would have been, from what you're describing, I'm like, take me back.
Yeah, and it's great, and it's one again. Teresa is wonderful. She's very good at what she does, and it was great for me to see what she was doing, and it was good validation for those of us who are saying yes, this is what we do, and we know what we're doing is valuable.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I'd like to kind of go to a break here in a second, but before we do, I know we have some listeners out there, and we got some people in the chat room, and the power of this is a lot of people tend to listen to this show after the fact. For those that are interested, could you let our listeners know how they could get a hold of you if they've got any questions on this topic or even some of your services?
Certainly. They can go to my website. That's the easiest thing, and it's www.jstcoach.com.
JSP Coach.com.
JST as in Jody Sleeper Triplet. JSTCoach.com. And they can also call me directly, 703-437-1256.
Excellent. So I tell you what, let's go to a break, and we'll be right back.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dig Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Attention Talk Radio. Today's topic, again, is a coach's reflection on the 2009 CHAD Conference. And with us today is Jody Sleeper Triplet, the coach here and coaching track coordinator for the CHAD conference. Jody, kind of jump back into things. I'd like to ask you, how is this year's conference, CHAD conference, different from past conferences?
Good question, Jeff. A few different things. Aside from the fact that the wind decided to blow into Cleveland and and make it difficult for all of us to get to the next block to get into the convention center, it was sort of a funny start because they said, gee, it's early October. It's supposed to be nice out. What I found to be really wonderful is in spite of the low turnout, just because of the economy, lots of things, timing, sometimes people can't make it, the number of coaches that showed up was phenomenal. We had coaches from all over the world. And for me, it was exciting because I had an opportunity to meet coaches that I've trained and over the phone in my teleclasses and have never met before.
Oh, wow, that's fun.
And you were mentioning earlier about the networking session when everybody sat around. That was one of the biggest networking sessions, and that's something that every year I notice gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's a testament to the work that we do in coaching, the power of it, and the fact that for a profession that is somewhat scattered because we do a lot of work by phone,
mm-hmm.
people want to get together.
Mm-hmm.
So they came together, and that's where what I mentioned earlier about get connected for us as coaches was so fabulous because we were getting together literally, face-to-face, and it was a great opportunity to meet with other coaches. That, for me, was the biggest thing, the number of people who came up to me and really wanted to be a part of the conference in person.
That was fun for me because I get as much out of those just talking to peers and getting their insights on some stuff as anything else and just kind of connecting, which is it's fun because I sit in my office and I talk to people coaching them, but just to discuss it among the peers is great. Plus, to interact with other mental health professionals to get their insights is always helpful to open up at least my mind and some of my thinking.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Since you've been doing this for a while and after going to these conferences, I'm curious, what trends are you seeing in ADHD coaching?
Well, what I'm finding is that coaches and prospective coaches are looking for more education, more specific information on how do I get to where you are, using me as an example. They say, okay, you've been coaching for a long time. What do you notice as helpful in the profession? What do you notice about coaching that you want to learn? Where can I get more information? Where can I get more training?
Mm-hmm.
I had a group of about 15 or 20 people within that larger networking session who just wanted to know how to become coaches and how to do it the so-called right way.
Mm-hmm.
We're still investigating that within coaching. You know, where do you get certified? What's the best coaching program? What are the differences? But I'm finding that each year there's more of an interest in getting with the program of whatever that is. Whereas before it used to be everybody called themselves a coach and it didn't matter whether they had 10 hours, 20 hours, or 300 hours of training.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm seeing that what they're noticing by going to all these workshops, because the track is bigger,
mm-hmm.
that they're saying, oh, wow, I want to find out how that person was trained, where they got that information, who do they network with, how do I get more in order to be the best coach so I can serve my clients. That, to me, is the biggest shift.
So I'm kind of hearing people are yearning for information for best practices and what
yes.
people collectively are doing or finding that works and kind of hone that in so that they can adopt and kind of refine that even further.
Right. And then the other piece of it is that this year we had a wonderful blend of all age groups in terms of the type of coaching children, coaching adolescents, college students and adults. So it was nice because coaches who and parents who wanted to know about coaching for their kids had lots of opportunity. Professionals, too, the therapists and the doctors. I had psychiatrists in some of my sessions saying, I just want to know more.
Yeah, that's one thing that stood out for me is I've been to some other conferences before, and it was a little bit more, at least from my perspective, kind of down the line. I saw a lot more psychologists and psychiatrists and therapists kind of coming over, curious, like, I want to know more about what this is about, which was, as a coach, exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Just from their level of interest and actually kind of hearing some of them after it was over with talk about what they heard and their insights and how they were perceiving it. So all real good stuff. Any other particular presentation that you went to that stood out?
Well, I would say that the other one that struck me as really interesting was the one that I mentioned a little bit earlier about assessments.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Roman Wright, it was the last session of the conference, so I know a lot of people were headed out to their flights.
Yep.
But she talked about different self-assessment tools
mm-hmm.
that we could use with clients. One is the DISC, D-I-S-C, and then
mm-hmm.
the Myers-Briggs, the MBTI.
Yep.
And looking at it from a place of how do we help clients identify their own strengths. And a lot of questions came up about, well, how do you use that with an individual with ADHD? How can I use it with my clients? And she really helped us to understand different ways of using self-assessment tools in addition to talking with clients the way that we do when we interview them and do an intake, finding out about themselves and also helping them become more self-aware by using a tool.
I wasn't able to attend that session. I know specifically when that was going on, I had there was another session I went to that was related to somebody I was working with that I wanted to learn. But I'm kind of curious, as in that program and those tools, from an insight-wise, how is she describing using those or going about it? I mean, I know on my side I like to use some of those tools, but I do them and immediately say, okay, this is an area to start. Now I'm want to ask them questions to explore what more we can get out of those tools or what insight they would have or what that means to them.
Right. And when Robin was talking about it, and she basically was going through that to figure out, is first of all, how do you know if an assessment or if the tool is valuable and valid?
Mm-hmm.
So that, because there's so much stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out whether or not a particular client wants to do this. This isn't
mm-hmm.
about every client has to. We're not looking at a one-size-fits-all. But looking at it and figuring out, well, is this a situation where a client might benefit from having an opportunity to take an assessment and then work with the coach on using what they've learned as a learning tool to change and grow and become more successful? You know, how do you work with your strengths? It's what we
mm-hmm.
do in other areas of business. We
mm-hmm.
help people teach to their strengths, manage to their strengths, work with people according to what they do best, and yet we spend so much time working with individuals with ADHD who say, I can't do anything. I don't have any strengths. I'm just really weak in all these areas. So that's what excited me, was the fact that we have strength-based assessments available in coaching that can be used with our clients to really help boost their self-esteem and self-discovery.
Mm-hmm. It's personally, it's fun. I worked with somebody one time who had taken a StrengthFinder test, and they walked in and said, I'm strategic. And they were like, I'm not very strategic. And after we started just asking questions, well, what do you think strategic means?
Yeah.
And they started kind of pondering on that stuff a little bit. Anyway, not going through the line of questioning because, you know, coaching is so non-linear. We ended up, the person says, well, I guess I'm intuitive. And it was just, it was fascinating just to use that as a tool, just ask them questions that they really couldn't identify with, but as we kind of got a little bit further, they saw themselves as intuitive. They could sense things, and they could read where it was all kind of going. It's a hard time to articulate, but they started to reflect back on knowings when strategically they had relied on their intuition and it helped them. So it's I find that stuff useful and fascinating, particularly as a way to kind of help people dig a little deeper and find out really what works for them. So.
Right, and that's what I find exciting because of my work with younger clients, that whatever it is that they bring to the table, we can work with that. We can use it to help them move forward.
Absolutely. We've got about 4 minutes to go. I do have one question for you. We got a couple people in the chat room, and if anybody has a question, please feel free to type it out, and I'll convey that. But I'd like to ask you, this is kind of a broader question, but Jenny, what other things do you think listeners would be interested in as a result of the conference that I haven't asked you?
That's a good question. I'm looking here at all the things that I made notes on because there's so much going on. One of the things I just want to say is that for anybody who wasn't at the conference and wants information, they can get the MP3s at chad.org.
Mm-hmm.
They can order them and have them downloaded, which is a nice way to listen to all the things that they might have missed. I know that's what I do with the sessions I don't get to.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the other piece to toss out there is that we had a session on working with you mentioned organization and talking about how coaches can expand their toolbox to get the clients organized. And one thing there is a lot of times coaches think, oh, I can't do this. I can't talk to my clients about getting organized because I'm not an organizer. But there are tools that we can use to help our clients get organized, and then if necessary, refer them off to a professional organizer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice that the Harriet Steinberg and Linda Taylor worked as a team in their presentation, and they know what it's like to say, oh, well, let's get an organizer in here, or let's get a coach in here, and we'll work together.
Yep.
So I just want to share that with everyone, that there's always a way to collaborate, whether that's with an organizer, a therapist, doctors, teachers, tutors, for us to be able to do our best as coaches and know when to refer out. And I heard that a lot in the sessions overall, is make sure that you're not taking on too much, but don't sell yourself short. If you're trained to do something that's within your purview in coaching, go ahead and coach it to the best of your ability and know when it's too much.
You know, that I was actually in that breakout session, and what you described was powerful. And what was interesting to me was watching the two is, as a coach, sometimes you can actually help ask questions of people to get them to think about it. So when they refer them off, they're more empowered to really be more self-aware and more descriptive of what they're looking for, so that other people actually can accelerate that progress. And I remember a couple different ways the two played off of each other. They were asking questions like, wow, this is really kind of cool, because they're leveraging both of their things and actually kind of helping move forward. So to me, that was real powerful and exciting.
Oh, good.
We got about 90 seconds left, so need to start kind of wrapping some up. I would like to ask you again if you could let callers know how they could reach you,
sure.
If they've got any questions on this or some of the stuff that you do.
Sure. Again, my website is JST, my initials for Jody Sleeper Triplett, JSTcoach.com. And you can also reach me directly at 703-437-1256. And there's lots of information for you on the website, including training classes and podcasts from the virtual ADHD conference and other things. So if there's something you need, pop on the site and take a look, and I would love to hear from you directly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And next year's CHAD conference is going to be in Atlanta, I believe, right?
Yes, in Atlanta, Georgia.
and it's going to be about the same time frame. Or
November,
October,
I just pulled it up. November 11th to 14th in
November
Atlanta
11th.
Peachtree Plaza at the Hyatt. So it'll be a great place for it, and I hope to see many people there.
That's great. Jody, again, I'd like to thank you again for taking the time to be on the show today. Given your position and insight, it was invaluable. I hope the listeners have enjoyed this. I know we didn't have enough time to take some questions from those in the chat room, but thank you again for being on the show. And it struck me earlier, we might have to have you come back in. We'll talk about getting unstuck if people are interested in that. Maybe have some people call in. But I'd like to, again, thank you again today, and thank our listeners, and we will be back next week.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Take care.
Bye-bye.